Nurture and support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast sharing all the awesome since 2013. I'm Kelly at K-E-L-L-Y-T-H-U-L on Twitter.
And I'm Mel at Karmic9 on Twitter.
And I forgot the number again, but it's an even number, so I start. What's that number again, Mel?
It's episode 146.
146. Okay. And Mel and I were discussing as we were getting ready to go. If we start recommending things that we've recommended before and we've forgotten, they count as new. That's our official position.
They do.
We forgot about it.
Changing.
That's right. New versions, all that good stuff. The whole history of nurture and support and trying to keep track of things and past recommendations was important for mine because I had a vague notion. I recall that Mel did recommend the Apple AirPods a while back.
Yes.
Want to venture a guess when you recommended that, Mel?
When?
It was this year.
It was probably around February-ish, I think, is when I got them. So probably around that time.
Yep, it was a March show, so probably we recorded it around February, but it was a March show, episode 132. That's the one I do remember because I have the actual posting up. But Mel recommended the AirPods, and they are super awesome. And so mine is, of course, I have to jump over to the other operating system a little bit here, a little more open source, if you will. But this will work with any device with Bluetooth, and these are just wireless Bluetooth headphones. The Apple ones clock in at around 160, I think, right? 150, 160 the bucks.
Yeah.
These are going to be $30. So it's a different price point. But I think you get much of the same quality. Now, it's not as feature rich as the AirPods by any stretch of the imagination. But these are darn good headphones. I've had them for a little bit now, and I absolutely love them. They are a Bluetooth headphone. And they are called a Soundpeats, so S-O-U-N-D, capital P-E-A-T-S, magnetic wireless earbuds. And this will not help you folks listening to us, but Mel can see because we got our video going, but I'm actually wearing them currently. They are just a set of, they've got the connected wire for the two earbuds, but then they're magnetic, so that you can kind of just clip them around your neck and you won't lose them. Kind of a handy little feature from that standpoint. Battery life's pretty good, about 8 hours of solid play time. If you're just actually going through and doing that, you can use it for phone calls as well. You can't control the phone like you can with the AirPods. You've got to go ahead and still use your phone for the answer and the hang up, but for everything else, the volume and all those types of things. And there's a built-in mic on the set there too, and it's good sound from there. So these are about the most comfortable headphones that I've ever had. I've always kind of struggled with a couple different styles. And my biggest issue has always been after prolonged wearing of headphones, they get uncomfortable. These don't do that. It's a silicone earbud. And then this kind of, it's ergonomically kind of a very interesting design to where there's a little bit of kind of a hook, if you will, that when you kind of put it in, fixes the contours of your ear and they stay in really well. And while they're not noise canceling per se, they do an awful good job. I received feedback from others in the household that I am unable to be contacted when I have these headphones, which may or not be true. but I actually don't hear them. So they do kind of a good noise canceling job from that standpoint. Super comfortable. The reason I really wanted to get back to Mel's previous recommendation and the title of episode 132 was child size ear holes, because Mel's issue,
yes,
is she has dainty ear cavities and finding headphones that work appropriately for them have been difficult.
Yes.
This is also probably a good set of headphones for you as well, because it comes with a wide variety from, if you got elephant ears to Mel ears, they give you a whole range of these silicone inserts, and they, when you kind of line them up, there's a great variety of sizes here, so you can kind of find the one that kind of nestles in just right for you. So you've got that ability to kind of do the different kind of earpieces. They fit really well. The magnetic little clip to kind of carry them is a really handy way to avoid losing them. Once they're in, they're pretty sturdy in terms of they're not going to kind of pop out. So I could easily not that I'm predisposed to in the sub-zero temperatures that I'm currently dealing with, but if I were to go out and run, I feel very comfortable. I could go out and run with these without a problem at all. They are in the product write-up. They talk about, you know, sweat resistant, and they're intended to be used for athletic activities as well. So sound quality is great. Battery life is great. Form factor is really good in terms of the magnetic piece and just overall. It is one of those set of headphones where there is a wire running from the left headphone to the right earphone. That's where the mic hangs off as well. But it works out pretty well. So I've been really, really happy with them. I think they're good, a really good set of headphones. They're at a good price. You can get them on Amazon without a problem. And I've really, really tended to enjoy them. And if Mel would ever consider them, they have the ear connectivity for you.
Yeah, I think I've seen those before. So it's a good alternative to the AirPods. And I wouldn't, if somebody was really trying to do a lot of sweating with the AirPods, I wouldn't probably recommend them for that purpose, given that they don't come with a wire in between them. You can buy add-ons to connect your AirPods to each other, but you know, most headphones come with that built in. But they're not particularly terribly sweat resistant. They stay in pretty good for me when I do some jogging, but I'm not really, I don't have sweaty ears, I guess. And so I have not worried about breaking my very expensive AirPods by doing that. But I have looked at a few other ones just because mine are getting a year old and I worry about how long they're going to keep holding a charge very well. They've held up pretty well. I really like my AirPods, but I've thought about getting a backup pair mainly because I'm terrified I'm going to leave my AirPods at home or I leave them at work because I listen to them at work all the time. So I need a backup pair. So at around $30, that sounds like a really good deal. Might check those out. So I have a backup maybe to leave at the office in case I forget mine. AirPods at home.
And I forgot to mention the extra bonus. And again, no good for you folks listening, but I'm now showing Mel a little black pouch, which is unfortunately named an ear bag. They give you an ear bag, which is where you can contain your many different kinds of different ear pieces to go in. And they give you one USB charger cord to go with it as well. It takes usually about an hour to if you've drained it all the way down, to get it back up to a full charge. So it's a fairly quick charge and lasts you real long. So, and you get an ear bag too. So how about that?
Everybody wants an ear bag so we can carry our ears around.
There you go.
That's cool. I'll have to look at those because I do kind of feel like I need a backup pair. I am totally obsessed with where my AirPods are at any given moment. The little case they come in, I always have to worry about it. I've had to turn around and go back to work to get them when I've left them on my desk. And I just, you know, because they're in my ears all the time. I use the hell out of my AirPods. So anyway, that's good. I need a backup pair. I'll look at those.
Get on Amazon Prime and there's currently an additional coupon for $5 off. So
even
just
better.
So you know.
Even better. I'll be clicking on that later. So my recommendation this week is a YouTube channel. I'm going to probably do YouTube channels like I was doing podcasts for a while where every recommendation was a podcast. All my recommendations these days will probably be YouTube channels because that appears to be where I live these days. But this one I think is super, it's super cute and I really like it. By now y'all know that I have far too many hobbies and I like craft type stuff. This is the YouTube channel of an Adam Krutinger, and I'll spell his last name for you. It's Krutinger. Now, well, of course, I'll put this playlist I'm going to talk about up on the blog post so y'all can get to it easily so you don't have to worry about trying to spell his name properly. Or you can look in your podcast app and see if it shows up in the show notes. Sometimes the hyperlinks will, sometimes they won't. Just depends on what app you're using. But Adam is an art teacher who also makes puppets. We're talking about puppets like Sesame Street and the Muppets. And he's got a lot of videos up on YouTube of how he makes these. And he's made them for plays. He's made them for commercials. He's been on his local news channel several times with the different puppets that he's made. But he has a playlist that he's made this year of kind of a little class that he's done on YouTube on Puppet Building 101. And it goes through really pretty much all the basics that you would need if you had any desire to know how a basic puppet, like Sesame Street puppets, are made. And you could make them at home yourself. He's not using any really big, tools that you wouldn't have at home. They're made out of foam, and he has nifty little links where you can buy the foam off of Amazon. A lot of times you can find this foam in your craft stores too. You can order it. But anyway, faux fur that you're going to use for the skin. He goes through the whole thing, and it's really very interesting if you like puppets and you like crafty stuff. It's pretty cool. And he, since he's an art teacher, he's really, really good at doing these videos on how to show you how to do everything. He goes through the whole process in a very personable way that makes it approachable to anybody who would like to try to do this. So, you know, if you're a crafty person and you've got some kids in your life and you want to make a cool puppet, he's going to show you how to make a really cool professional looking puppet pretty much right off the bat. And it's really cool. Any of you who are fans of Adam Savage's show Tested, another YouTube show, he has done a whole bunch of those one-day builds where he's gone through and made different kinds of puppets and gone to professional puppet-making places and done those. And Adam Krutinger is also a huge Adam Savage fan. So he talks about him all the time on his one-day builds and everything. So it's always funny when somebody else is a fan of someone all of us nerds love anyway. But Adam's done that. This really is one of the best puppeting playlist class type things I've seen. I didn't even know I was really that terribly interested in how to make puppets until I happened to find his channel, which is funny. Kind of the way that I found his channel was from another craft of sewing. I got into sewing earlier in the year, and I'm not very good at it. But one of my sewing email kind of, you know, links lists that I got was actually talking about Adam here, who made, he got married a couple months ago. He made his wife's wedding dress. He sewed it by hand himself.
Huh.
And that's how I found his puppet making awesomeness, is because the man sewed his wife's wedding dress.
Okay. I want to clarify, his wife's not a puppet, right?
His wife is not a puppet.
Okay, good.
She is a real-life human-sized human.
Excellent. Good.
And he made her freaking dress. And it's like right up until the wedding, he's trying to finish her dress. And she hasn't even seen it. They're putting it on her right before the wedding. And she has not seen her wedding dress because he made it for her.
That is a level of risk tolerance that I could never reach.
I know. They're totally awesome people. But I thought it was funny, as that's how I got to his channel. It would be far more likely that I would be looking at making little plushy animals rather than the way that I found his channel was through a sewing email that I got, who was like, hey, look at this guy who made his wife's wedding dress. And I go over there and I'm like, oh my gosh, cool puppets. This is awesome. I love this guy. So anyway, Adam makes awesome puppets. So if you were a Sesame Street fan as a kid or as an adult, you like the Muppets, he makes puppets that look just as good as any of those. And he's made a few that were sort of lookalikes of some of the well-known puppets. And he's put them up on eBay and sold them. He's got a Cookie Monster lookalike. But what's really cool is the ones that he makes for plays that are going on in his area, whether they're high school plays or even other productions. He has a playlist about how he made Audrey from Little Shop of Horrors. And it's totally cool. And that one is a more of a not necessarily a traditional type hand puppet. He's got some mechanics going on in that one to make it easier for the puppeteers to move. But he's really cool at figuring out how to do all of this complicated stuff. But the 101 class just goes through a basic hand puppet with little rods to control their arms and things like that. So that's your basic puppeting. But if you go through all of his videos, you get into some more really more advanced stuff that's really very cool. And if you are a fan of Little Shop of Horrors like I am, Audrey's awesome, and I would love to have my own Audrey. So if anybody wants to make her, that would be awesome. But he also very recently made a Chewbacca hand puppet, which they endearingly call Lubaca, because you can't use Chewbacca.
Yeah. So what's Cookie Monster called on the...
on here? I think he just called
Oreo
him a blue
demon or something.
I think he just called him a blue monster. When you look at him, he's got one that looks like Cookie Monster. Oh, no, he does call him Blue Monster. So he's got a couple of them that he's called Blue Monster. It was one that he had up on eBay, but it's a Cookie Monster lookalike kind of puppet. He's got a Beaker puppet that he made. Everyone loves Beaker. But he does all sorts of cool stuff, and it's really worth watching. Even if you don't really have any desire to go make a puppet yourself, I always think it's really cool to see how people go about doing these things. Gives you ideas to do other stuff. And Kelly, he made his own Kylo Ren costume as well, but he does so. And that may not
be a problem.
Yeah, he basically used clothing. You know, he bought a coat that he then altered to make it look more Kylo Ren-esque. But there are a couple videos on that you might find interesting, since you do incorporate some Kylo Ren into your cosplay.
Yeah, I have the need to develop a kilt. I've been doing some research on kilt building, because that's going to be a thing. So we'll have to work on that. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Okay.
Are you a team player, Mel?
Am I a team player? I think so.
Okay, well, if you're a team player, for either the benefit of nurture and support or a solid battery, what would be awesome? So maybe some of you are familiar with Mel and I are huge Breaking Bad fans. And when Better Call Saul came out, we began a series of shows that the first year we did right after the show aired, called Saul and Battery, where since neither Mel or I relish camera time significantly, we shifted it to a battery and a Better Call Saul stand-in. And Saul Goodman stand-in, and we basically did a live YouTube show, but the video was exclusively those inanimate objects.
Yes.
And it's done okay on views, but you know what would make that rocket to the top of the charts is if you would, as a team player, create a Mike, Mel, and Kelly puppet that we could all use and have the puppets do the coverage from there.
Have the puppets.
At a minimum, you should do a mic puppet. I think you totally should do a mic puppet.
A mic puppet.
Because we could use a mic puppet for many, many things.
We could. We could put a stand-in for Mike. You know, sometimes it's hard to see Mike because he likes to stay in the shadows.
That's right. So the puppet would solve that problem. So
yeah, just something you... He could just put the puppet up.
Nurture and support puppets would be pretty cool, too. Just saying.
Yeah, I'll have to think about that. I have a couple projects in the works, but I'll think about that, because he makes it seem pretty simple. So maybe it might be doable. I'll have to see.
Or maybe we can continue the route where I suck up to Julianne Emery through your skills. And so you did that awesome Jane's hat for her, which she still features prominently in a lot of her social media. She really does like that hat quite a bit.
Oh, cool. I'm glad.
So a Featherstone from Preacher, Julianne Emery's character Featherstone puppet might be another thing to consider that would further endear you through me to Julianne Emery.
Yes, and that's a show that I keep intending to catch up on.
Well, you should.
Because Kelly's awesome. Told me so much about how awesome Preacher is, and I am way behind on all of my TV viewing. So I'm going to have to get up on that, because I think it's, either they just put the other season up on Netflix, or a new season's getting ready to start.
New season's getting ready to start. Julianne's okay. Starting to ask the congregation to assemble for Preacher.
That must be what it is. I think she was posting on Instagram, because I got back on Instagram after a lengthy stay. So that was what it was. So she's posting about it again. I've got to catch up on that.
Yep, it's a good one. It, not for the faint of heart, but I think you'll really enjoy it. It's good, and she rocks it when she gets in. But there's lots of good stuff prior to her joining as well. Great character set, but the Grail, this bad guy group that Julianne's a part of, pretty awesome group.
Cool.
Hair
I'm
going
to have to binge watch. Yeah, I'm going to have to binge watch that pretty soon. I'll put it on my next.
I think you like it.
Yeah. Still have to get that Star Wars movie watched, and then I'll watch some Preacher.
There you go. Fair enough.
Yeah. Alrighty. So I don't have any social media this week. Do you?
So I do. And I think we've always been a little unclear, but flexibility is the hallmark of Nurture and Support on YouTube channels, whether they're recommendations or social media recommendations. We've done them as both. I'm going to do a YouTube channel as a social media recommendation for this week. And it's called Baz, B-A-Z, Baz Battles is the name of the channel. And it's basically kind of recreations of historical battles. A lot of Alexander the Great stuff, the Crusades, and all those types of things. But it's just done kind of with a map and little rectangles to show kind of the strength of the various armies and their positioning. And they kind of show the leaders. And if a leader dies, it kind of poofs up and turns into kind of a cute little skull. And it kind of covers the whole process on how everything goes. But it, you do kind of, you've heard of like the Battle of Hastings and all these types of things. You can actually see the strategy and stuff that went behind it. And what they do for actual battles is pretty interesting and worthy of a recommendation. Why I was going to recommend it was for a video that's no longer on the channel, because I don't know whether they got some heat or whether they decided to only stick with actual battles, but they had the Battle of the Trident on it as well. So they basically showed all the troop movements and things around the Battle of the Trident and the North coming together with the Vale and all that kind of stuff. And the, Robert Baratheon and all that kind of all stuff going in. So it was actually really cool to kind of see it laid out on the map. Yeah. And that's actually how I found the channel to begin with, was the Trident battle. But it's no longer on their playlist. So I don't know if they said, hey, we're going to just stick with the real stuff, or whether they were asked to take it down. I don't know. I don't have any evidence one way or another.
Yeah. Cool. I don't know much about historical battles. I was going to ask you if this is where, if this channel featured into your kilt needs, but I guess not if they're using little animations instead of kilts.
No, it's all
no Braveheart battles.
Nope. All fatalities are cheerfully shown as either the box going away or the particular leader turning into a very cute little skull and kind of poofing away from there.
Cool.
But pretty cool stuff. It's interesting. I like the method they do to illustrate it. And if you ever want to geek out on Alexander the Great or all that kind of stuff, it has a lot of battles. I will have to say about 70% of the battles are ones I'm not particularly familiar with. The battle on the ice in 1242, I'm not familiar with, but no. That's one of the most recent releases. So we'll have to see. But it's Baz Battles. We'll include the link in the blog post. They've got a Patreon link as well. Maybe I'll go to that and see if I can find out what happened to the Trident, because that was really, really cool. So I'm disappointed that's no longer there. But it's cool stuff.
They may have made it a Patreon only.
Yeah. Video. Maybe if you want to get to the fictitious battles, you've got to throw us some money. That could be.
That would probably get them some money. Lots of nerds would like to see a replay of many fictional battles. So I'm one of them, so I can say that.
There you go.
So, cool.
Cool. Well, speaking of earbags, we're going to turn it over to Matt. He's going to tell you all the different ways that you can connect with us on YouTube, Stitcher, iTunes, our blog, all that good stuff. Thanks again to Alicia for the beautiful music at the beginning of our show. And is your cool music still as part of our ending now? Is that officially now part of our sign out?
No one has complained about it yet, so I guess I can keep putting it in.
I would absolutely keep it because it's awesome. So we got Alicia on the front end and Mel on the back for your musical accompaniment. And you just got to suffer through Matt as he drones on and on and on about stuff that's kind of important to us, so maybe I should shut up and let him go do it. So, well, that's all I got for this week, so thanks for listening, everybody.
All right, bye, guys.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com, or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting.